I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A woman in L.A. was at a Mexican restaurant, one of my favorite places to go. By the way, can you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, like recommend like a Mexican place that you really like? I mean, I like Taco Bell.
Indy, like what's the best?
Yeah, or surrounding area.
I know that Nada downtown is a Mexican restaurant, and it's like a fancy one downtown, but everybody raves about it.
Okay.
And I like their logo because it's
really
rainbow.
It's really good. The queso is amazing.
You been?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone talks about that place.
All right, I'll check out Nada. If you got anything else besides Nada, Joe and Alex Show, hit us up. I don't think they have this problem, but a woman in L.A. was at a Mexican restaurant with her son on Monday, put a quarter in one of those little toy machines. You know, you put it in, you spin it, a little ball, like plastic ball drops out with a toy inside.
Of course.
Well, it did one of those, but the toy looked like it was some kind of weird, like silly putty, which is cool if you're a kid. But when her son started playing with it, something inside ruptured and a white powder came out.
Police. Oh, no. Anthrax!
Close. Police tested it and turned out it was drugs. They emptied their machine and checked out the other prizes and found a total of 4.8 ounces of cocaine.
Holy crap.
For a quarter?
Yeah, no kidding. What a deal.
Yeah. What drug dealer thought that was a good idea?
Give me some change.
No kidding. It's not clear how it got there. The restaurant claims they had nothing to do with it, and police don't think the company that owns the vending machine was involved either. So at this point, they're still investigating. They think it was an isolated incident. Do you think like some drug dealer messed up and like had it as like a hiding spot and like never got it again or something? Or
that would
what?
Be a good hiding spot, I guess.
I don't know much about
of?
Cocaine, but it's 4.8 ounces a lot of cocaine? I got to imagine, right?
I don't know,
but it's bargain to get it for a quarter.
No
yeah,
kidding.
For a quarter?
Today's your Taco Tuesday deal. 4.8 ounces of cocaine.
That's wild.
There's a 27-year-old woman named Christina in Clearwater, Florida, and Monday night she started texting her ex-boyfriend Ronald about a booty call. She wanted to bounce, chicka, wow, wow.
A booty text.
He never responded, but around 5 a.m., she's like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to head over to his place anyways and get it on. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm like, hey, baby, how you doing?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Actual audio from that night. Well, he never responded, so she headed over to the place. And, well, unfortunately for her, when she walked into his bedroom, she saw another woman there. Turns out Ronald had moved on to a new girlfriend, a woman named Julie, and Christina was so upset that she started punching Julie in the face.
Why? See, why do girls always go after the other girl? She should have punched him in the face.
Especially if, like they weren't together. It's not like he was cheating on her. If this story is true,
yeah,
they were broken up.
Right.
I don't know, but honestly, if I was the guy that was doing the cheating, I would be like, thank you for not punching me. Like, take it out on her. It's all good. She was so upset, she started punching in the face. She was arrested for felony, burglary, assault, and battery.
Yeah, it didn't end well.
No, and I don't even think she got any booty.
Didn't even get any.
We'll see what happens in prison. And your final Dummy of the Day story today. A 38-year-old guy named William Hall went to a 7-Eleven in Florida last week wearing very baggy pants. Like, very, very baggy. And he proceeded to shove, get this, 15 quarts of motor oil down his pants. Like, obviously clothes, not just, like, the liquid going everywhere.
Okay, all right.
Like, he opened his pants.
It's that the container. He didn't just dump it in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't, like, raw liquid oil or something. That would have been quite messy right there. Once those were all in there, he also shoved 30 DVDs down his pants.
So was he just trying to, like, watch a lot of movies and, like, work on his car or something?
Apparently, or maybe they were DVDs about working on his car.
Oh, he needs to learn.
Actually, you know what? Let me take that back, Alex. I don't think it was. From the photo the sheriff's office provided, one of the DVDs was an animated version of Lassie.
Okay.
So
he's got some interesting hobbies, to say the least.
Maybe he was, like, getting ready for, like, an early Christmas gift. You know what I mean? Like, go shopping early.
He's got the most eclectic, like, Match.com profile of all time. I'll work on your car. I'll watch an animated version of Lassie.
Would you swipe right?
I might, just because he's so intriguing.
A cop happened to be in the unmarked car in the parking lot at the time and saw the entire thing. So, as William waddled out of the store, he was arrested for felony theft. I'm going to put this video, I'm going to embed it up on the Dummy of the Day blog, Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, Indy.com. This guy looks like the giant, like, fat man, just, like, side to side. Like, how did he even think he was going to get away with it?
Like, it was so obvious he had
stuff
stuffed in his clothes.
It was so obvious, Alex. Yeah, like, 15 quarts of oil? Oh, my. Like, that's a lot of oil right there. But those right there, those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.